Republicans have strengthened their grip on Congress. They will control 55 Senate seats in the new Congress. They have won 229 seats in the House and lead in another four races. That guarantees a gain of two from the 227-205 advantage they now hold over Democrats. And congressional Republicans not only increased in number, but are more conservative. Joining me now is Jack Pitney, professor of American politics at Claremont McKenna College in Claremont, California. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this election accelerated the trends of recent years in the Senate. Southern moderate Democrats are being replaced by conservative Republicans. So does that make this chamber even more polarized?
Yes. The Republicans are more conservative. The Democrats are becoming more liberal. And in the words of the poem, the center cannot hold.
The defeat of one senator in particular, and that's Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle in South Dakota, would that possibly set off what you might call a chain reaction in the Democratic leadership?
That's right. Senator Harry Reid of Nevada appears to be the likely successor. Chris Dodd of Connecticut said right after the election that he was not going to seek a minority leadership. So that means that there is going to be some interest in Reid's post as Senate Democratic whip. We'll see who on the Senate side is going to be angling for that position.
And in the House and the Senate combined, not much more than a handful of incumbents lost. And that's after incumbents were pitted against one another in two Texas districts. What does that tell you about the power of incumbency?
Means that once you're elected to Congress, it's not quite as secure as having a tenured college professorship, but it's not bad. You have a tremendous advantage in campaign fundraising, notwithstanding campaign finance reform. And particularly in the House of Representatives, you have election districts that are specifically engineered to reelect members of one party or the other and tend to protect incumbents.
Congress has deferred a lot of big issues. What are the chances that the 109th Congress will be more productive than the 108th with these gains for Republicans?
Well, you're kind of off the partisan dime, and it might be a little easier for Republicans to pass measures in both chambers. Two things are in their way. In the Senate, you need 60 votes to pass any controversial measure in most cases. That's pretty difficult because you have the departure of the more moderate Senate Democrats. And the other problem is the sheer magnitude of the issues facing the Senate. There's a big deficit. Not a lot of talk about the deficit in the 2004 campaign, but sooner or later Congress is going to have to deal with it, and it's not easy. Somebody loses when you deal with a deficit in a serious way, and it's difficult to get a painful vote past 60 members of the Senate.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Jack Pitney is a professor of American politics at Claremont McKenna College in Claremont, California.